Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today is the 30th of January, it's a Wednesday, 6 o'clock, and it's a Pornstars time! Like every Wednesday, we are here to take the load of your feet, make sure you smile, and, I'm sure today you had some highs and lows, but,
So you're back, Roy, when did you get back?
I just got back. I'm actually not back yet, so hold on. So anyway, you know that laughter, a day without the laughter is a day not worth living. So, let's try to relax. Take a deep breath. Not when you're driving. If you're driving, you must concentrate on the road. But if you're not, so just take a deep breath.
I was going to say, if you're driving on the road, don't breathe.
Yeah. If you just relax, take a deep breath in. Take the lazy boy, legs up. If you got your mother-in-law, you can put your feet on her. Take a deep breath and relax. Take it easy. My name is Roy Peretz, and I would like to introduce my porn stars. So, who do we have here? First of all, we've got with us the fifth porn star. Please welcome Sasha Star.
This is
hello.
All right.
See, you're much better than Liel. Liel didn't introduce me first. Didn't he?
What a terrible person. Why didn't he?
The introduction was so amazing that I have to wait a little bit with it. just go to the recordings and listen, please, before you say.
Well, after a long time.
We gave her the respect of the only feminist power.
We have with us the fifth porn star, Sasha Star! That's proper. Now this is proper.
It's nice to have you back. Don't say you've been here every week. We haven't seen you.
I haven't seen you neither. So after a long time, what did I say?
Look
after
at
a long
each
time,
other.
Yes. We also have with us the gentle giant coming from 341 Jan Smuts Avenue in Hyde Park. Is also our coin antique computers gadgets expert. Please say hi to Mr. Eitan Nadler.
Good evening, everyone.
From Top Cash in 96 Centon Drive. Top Cash is in Centon, in 96 Central Drive, running a beautiful establishment. He is our motor car and diamond expert. Say hello to Liel Rimon.
Hello to Liel Rimon.
Yeah, he's a decorated journalist.
Decorated
journalist. Our blog and South Africa's best movie critic. Please welcome Peter Feldman.
Thank you, Roy. Nice to see you back.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know why my thing doesn't work properly. So,
thing doesn't work properly. Yeah. Oh,
the machine is very insulting.
That's a discussion.
No, that's because you are already 56. What?
Yeah, maybe. But yeah.
It's time.
But
there's bills for
56 cent.
Yeah. 56. That's the best thing I've got. Yeah. The legend said she gives the best service in the whole industry. She hails from Top Cash at 96 Centon Drive. Welcome, Nicole.
Hello, everybody. And have I been busy?
Have you been busy?
Peropa Marketplace. You can find us there.
Really?
Top Cash.
And what are you selling?
Rocking. All our stuff that we bought and collected over the years of the show. We've got unbelievable stuff. Anything from ornaments, glassware, jewelry.
So we got like specials for almost nothing.
Selling stuff for next to nothing.
So if you need to redecorate your house, you need some stuff, please come to us. It's cheaper to buy than buying plastic. It's cheaper. You can buy Royal Dalton at cheaper prices than you can buy plastic.
Plastic.
Yeah. So guys, yeah, just use this opportunity. Come to 96 Centon Drive and you can see all this stuff. So, and we've got with us as well, Moshe Starograd. How are you doing, Moshe? Oh, he's been a, where
right
are you? And he's walking on his own two feet. What do you know?
Well, yes.
Yeah, he's walking on 2 feet.
Without the crutches, and tomorrow he won't be able to walk again. Thank you.
All right. That's because what he does, you know, in the kitchen and stuff.
No,
okay.
He did it.
Last
week he came without the crutches. He's a big hero. And then on Thursday morning he couldn't walk.
Before I prepare, you know, I prepared something to say to you about normally, you know, I talk about marriage and stuff, but my wife not listening. So I'm trying to delay it. Maybe she's going to listen one day. And yeah. So anyway, I spent the last 10 days overseas, and I just came back, you know, for my dad's 80th birthday. It was nice to see, you know, and celebrate 80 years. So basically is, you know, to see a man just 80 years old, so feisty and fun. So it was really good. You know, people that are travelers, might be, sometimes they're quite idiotic. I was sitting behind this tall person. For me, everybody's tall, but anyway, I was, you know.
I have the same problem.
Yeah, I have the same problem. No, it's not a problem the other way around. I mean, if you listen to the end of what I say, it's not a problem. The only thing is, you know, I had an ambition in life one day so I can disturb somebody on viewing in
Peter,
cinema. That was like my ambition.
Peter said that everybody that sit next to him or to me is tall. So.
so anyway, I was sitting and behind me was a tall person, and every time I wanted to rest my sit back, he was going crazy. I mean, I didn't have what to do. It's 9 hours flight. You don't have much to do. So I really played with him nicely. So I was really going crazy. Eventually I said to him, are you out of your mind? What is wrong with you? He eventually found another place. But I just want to tell you tall people, and Eitan is here, and he's huge, Eitan. So you know what? Pay another $100. Sit in the premium, if you sit in coach, I mean, I paid for this space.
I got something else to tell them.
Yeah, what?
Go fly a kite.
Yes, exactly. You can fly a kite too. You're right. So you can pay the extra buck. If you're a cheap guy, suffer. Am I right? Good.
Listen, I flew on the same aeroplane and he was just cheeky. There is no problem with the space. All he had is to tilt his seat back and that's it.
Yeah.
And
but put another thing.
The legs forward and that's it.
If you suffer, please suffer quietly. We don't need to hear.
Yeah, exactly. Suffer. I mean, you're married anyway. I mean, you adjust yourself to suffering. You're used to that. So anyway, so what I have to say now is, and I want you to really pay attention to what I have to say now, because I will say it only once.
And then you can listen to the podcast.
Yes. Let me just direct myself to that way. So marriage is an event that I cannot really connect with. Believe it or not. I mean, can you believe? So marriage is an event I cannot really connect with. To be honest, just because my wife is not listening, I didn't want to be in my own wedding. I mean, believe it or not. It's just that my wife really, really insisted. She said, come, it will be fun. I did come. And it wasn't fun. So the groom route is very short, and it takes a half an hour to maybe an hour to get ready. You know, what do we have to do? We put pants, shirt, shave, go to the barber. I mean, that's like the big thing. We go to the barber, put your shoes on, make sure they're sparkling clean, and basically, that's it. You're ready to go walk down the aisle. Am I right? I mean, this is simple. It's not a big deal. All right. The rest of the time, what do you do as a groom? You wait. Normally, you sit with a friend. I want to say boyfriend. No, with your friend. Sitting, waiting. Suddenly, you receive a telephone call. Now, listen to this. Suddenly, you receive a telephone call. She's ready. And you feel like you're getting a call from your mechanic. You know, my man, your scorer is ready. Or say, your Datsun is ready. We panel beater, we spray paint, and it's complete overall. You would come in, you would never recognize it. She looks like $1 million. You wouldn't recognize her, I promise. So.
Your princess.
Yeah, your princess. You come to the beauty parlor, and you can't recognize your future wife, and you ask, who's that? So your wife come to be. It's your wife to be. I wish, man. And your wife-to-be is jumping up and down and saying, my darling, it's me. And you ask, honey, why do you have such big eyes? And she says, it's from the makeup. Why do you have such long hair? It's from the extensions. Honey, why do you have your hoo-ha so up and beautiful? It's from the push-up. Honey, why is your voice so high? It's from the corset. I barely breathe. You know, with all the questions, I felt like I'm talking to Red Riding Hood. So anyway, you know, everyone knows that one of every three marriages ends up in divorce. I mean, I just spoke to Nicole, and one every two marriages. No, what is it? two out of two marriages got divorced.
Yeah, but that wasn't me.
No, it wasn't you. No, we're talking about someone.
No, these not are you. Special women.
No, not you. No,
yeah, all, don't forget that all divorce are caused by marriage.
Yeah, yeah. It's a major cause of divorce is marriage. Yeah. And everyone that gets divorced has the same sentence. My brother, I'll tell you the truth. I should have done it 2 years ago. Just to remind you, my brother, you only got married a year ago. I mean, that's... You know, there are people who go crazy. Getting married the third time. Do you know some people getting married the third time? And you know what? I know a guy. Let's call him Bill.
Well, he pays the bill.
No, that Bill, he knows Bill. I was in all his bachelor parties. I was in all his wedding. Divorce parties. He's a close friend. Very close friend. Dear friend. Extremely expensive friend. Yeah. Not long ago, my wife asked me, why won't we change the TV? I said, because Joy is continually getting married. That's why. You know, once people used to say marriage is an occasion of once in a lifetime. You know, we know it's an occasion of every 5-6 years occasion. It's not once in a lifetime anymore.
The first
anymore.
Is a trial run. Yeah, the second is let's see if we will stay a bit
and
longer.
Third's a winner. Third time's a winner, yeah. Or third time's a strike. What is a third strike?
Lucky.
Yeah.
Third time lucky.
But let me tell you, if you want to go to an occasion of one in a lifetime, you must go to a funeral. So with those words, I want to go. Ah, yeah, that one will be nice for you. And, I think you'll like it. And if you don't.
Tough is.
Just check this. Do you think it's going to work? I hope so. But it wasn't this one. I want that one.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie reviews with Peter Feldman. So what do we have for us, Peter?
Right, Roy. Well, there are 5 movies opening on Friday, but you know, with the Oscars coming up,
Oscar who?
Oscar La
Renta. Oscar is not going anywhere.
I need to stop you there. There was a Family Guy.
Yeah.
We were talking about Oscar. He said, you haven't seen that one.
No.
There was an episode of Family Guy. He was together a roommate with Oscar Pistorius. And eventually went to the toilet. Yeah, carry on. Sorry.
Lucky to be alive.
Yeah, lucky to be alive.
Right. Now that I was so rudely interrupted. Yeah, Can I now continue?
Please do.
You said Oscar. Okay.
Yeah, you started with Oscar.
Okay. I call it the Academy Awards.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Here you go.
Did you heard about it?
Yeah.
Do you want to take over, guys?
Go for it. Oh, before you start.
Comedy hour.
No. So 061-895-1019. Our SMS numbers are 34519. And, after Peter, pay attention to what he says, because we're going to have 2 pairs of movie tickets
for New Metro.
Yeah.
And all the new movies are showing at New Metro in the X-ray. They're extreme. Gosh, we're doing very well tonight. Roy, I'm glad you're back.
I'm on fire.
We've got a bit of sanity here.
Yeah.
2 of the movies have been Oscar nominated. You've got Vice, which has received 8 nominations.
Yeah.
And you've got The Favorite, which has received a massive 10 nominations. Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actress, Best Supporting Actresses. And I like The Favorite. It's the movie set in it's on Queen Anne, and it's her relationship with a servant, and it's also a relationship with Lady Marlborough, played by Rachel Weisz. It's beautifully made. It's made by a Greek director who really gets the period piece going. It's sumptuously filmed, great costumes in the palace, opulence, but it's the decadent era when sexual matters were brought to the fore during the reign of the Queen Anne, who was crazy. She was given to tantrums. She was given to making decisions, but she wasn't really running the country. It was Lady Sarah Marlborough who was really running, because Queen Anne was always ill. She was very frail. She suffered from gout. She loved rabbits, so her amazing room had hundreds of rabbits running around. So I must say, I thought the acting was incredible. Olivia Colman plays Queen Anne. She's been nominated for an Oscar.
And she got the Golden Globe.
She also got the Golden. She is very good. She is fantastic. And then you got Rachel Weisz, who plays Lady Sarah, who's very good. And then you got Emma Stone. Now, I'm not a great fan of Emma Stone. I mean, she was in La La Land. And she now plays a servant named Abigail, who... She was also a part of the royalty, but she fell on hard times. And she manipulates the whole relationship between Queen Anne and Lady Sarah, because things are happening between them. There's a huge relationship. And it's beautifully depicted because Britain's at war with the French. So it's a bit of politics and it's a bit of skullduggery within the palace. I liked it very much, and it really captures the era.
So give me a score.
Score, I'd say 4 out of 5.
That's not bad.
Very good. Then there's a film called Vice. Now, this has had mixed reviews. It's also been nominated for 8 Oscars. This is Dick Cheney, the vice president during George W. Bush's reign. And the story is that he actually ruled the White House. He made the decisions because, you know, George W. Bush, played in this movie by Sam Rockwell, who's very good, and amazing Christian Bale. You wouldn't even recognize him. He looks like Dick Cheney. They put a lot of prosthetics on him. He's put on weight, and he is so good. That brings the film up to an acceptable level. But the story is very episodic. It's sketchy. It skims history. It doesn't really go into any depth.
It's not original.
It's a story. It's a story, but there's no force. As a South African, you've got to understand the dynamics of the American political scene. Who's who in the zoo? Who's Rumsfeld? What is his relationship?
Is it right, Peter, to say that they're scratching the surface?
You're right. Yeah. You walk away and you say, what was that all about? It's very confusing. There's too much happening. They should have actually gone deeper into the psychology of Dick Cheney, and they don't. They skim the surface. And he played a big part in history. I mean, he was involved in them going into the war.
Yeah.
I mean, George W. Bush,
and he
organized everything, if you watch the movie. It's his relationship with other people. But as I said, Christian Bale is amazing. And who knows, he may walk away with an Oscar. But as I said, the film's going to have mixed reviews. Then there's another movie which I like very much. It's called The Upside. It's based on a French movie called The Untouchables. It's about a quadriplegic, played by Bryan Cranston, who's a great actor, and Kevin Hart, who plays his caregiver. Now, Kevin Hart plays a character who's always very funny, but here he's more restrained because he's playing a more serious role. And what is interesting is these two work together. He's got to look after the Bryan Cranston character. Bryan Cranston character is a multi-millionaire, Roy, and he's got everything he needs. And this poor guy is an ex-convict. And he doesn't know A from B and how to give, you know, but he learns. And it's this relationship. I thought it was a great uplifting film. And I think it should do very well because Kevin Hart has a huge following. And Bryan Cranston is an excellent actor. That's called The Upside. Then there's How to Train.
What would you rate that one?
I'd give it about 3 out of 5.
Oh, not bad.
Yeah, not bad. How to Train Your Dragon. There is a sequel to... The first one, I didn't see.
And the second one, this is 3.
Whatever, I didn't even bother about it.
What kind of dragon talking about?
A dragon, you know, not a woman, a dragon.
Why you say no?
Because you're talking about beating your dragon, but.
We're getting into territory now, that's very hot.
No, it's another dragon.
And then there's a film that I'd give it a wide berth, it's called The Possession of Hannah Grace. This poor woman is beset by a demon. She is actually terrible. It starts with an exorcism in which they try to get this devil, this evil spirit out of her.
Yeah.
She dies. The exorcist dies. Everybody around her dies. She ends up in the morgue.
It's a happy ending.
It's a graveyard shift. This poor woman, an ex-cop, it's her first job, Roy. She's the first night on the job. And this body comes alive.
Oh, shit.
Okay, I leave it at that. It's stupid.
It's a horror movie.
It's a horror movie. It's one of the worst horror movies I've seen.
What is it called?
It's called The Possession of Hannah Grace. Okay. It's down for DVD, the basement bargain DVD, where it'll live. It'll barely live, I'm telling you.
Listen, we spoke about it with Sashi last week, because in the Star Report last week, we talked about the Oscar nominees, Peter.
Yes.
And we talked about Roma.
Yes.
Now, Roma is a special movie because it's a Netflix movie.
Yes.
It's the first TV movie that is...
Open Nights on mainstream.
Nominated.
Yes,
for,
and it's been nominated. I saw Roma.
And?
I wasn't mad about it. I thought it was slow. It was really, I mean, self-indulgent.
You and Moshe, you
for 10 minutes, for 10 minutes, you're watching water running down a drain, Roy.
Oh, not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
It's the way the water runs. It has some significance. I'm still working it out what it's all about. It's black and white, which is not bad because it gets an atmosphere. The woman who plays the lead, the maid, is very good. She's also been nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah.
And they like Alfonso Cuarón. They love his work. So yeah, what big. Can I... He did Gravity. Alfonso. You know, that was all in space. Now he's gone back with empty space.
So
what can I say?
Let me ask you a question. Can you give a question, please, to the...
Okay, Roy. See, we're getting off on a new level.
Yeah.
I would like to know, what role does Christian Bale play?
There you go. Simple, easy... What role is it? And don't forget, 0618951019. Our SMS line is 34519.
Could I just mention the T's and C's, is it? Yes.
T's and C's.
Vouchers are valid for 2D or 3D movies for regular and VIP cinemas. Special arrangement with Chai FM and our show that they can go and see it in the VIP cinemas. The vouchers exclude Extreme and 4DX cinemas, as well as movies in their first week of release. You can redeem it at the cinema box office, but not online, and only at new Metro Cineplexes. The winners need to present vouchers as complimentary Mobi codes when getting their tickets at the cashier. And these vouchers expire within 3 months. So you've got 3 months in which to see the movies. They're all at New Metro. New Metro has a fantastic selection, so you don't always have to see the movie on the week of release. You can catch up with The Mule. You can catch up with Old Man and the Gun. There's so many really good movies. And what is interesting, Roy, that Aquaman, a movie that...
Aquaman drowned in the tap.
It's done so well. You know, it's smashed all box office records.
Did you like it?
I didn't see it.
It's like, okay. it was like the Black Panther, listen. It did very well. It's not a great movie, but...
Okay.
People like it. They don't have to think too hard, you know.
I don't know. Black Panther, for me, was the worst movie ever.
Not so twice. There we got, Roy. Not we got twice. Vice. We got The Upside. We got Possession of Hannah Grace. How to Train Your Dragon. And... The favorite.
Again, the dragon. Yeah, all right. 0618951019. The SMS 34519. You can answer. It's a very simple question. Who played?
Who played Christian Bale? What role did he play in Vice?
Here you go. So, and now we go to the Star Report.
The Star Report with Sasha Star.
Hello, Sashi.
How are you?
I'm well, and you? Good. Nice to see you back here.
Likewise.
Oh, gracias, yeah.
So we're going to begin sort of where Peter left off. And this is the Screen Actors Guild Awards, the SAG Awards, which took place on the weekend. Now, as with any Guild Awards, for example, the Actors Guild Awards, it is actors voting for actors. Oh. So you're basically being judged by your peers. And it's made the Oscar race very, very interesting. Because whilst we were looking at Christian Bale as Dick Cheney, which I probably shouldn't have said, but he's getting attention for Vice. He's already picked up the Critics' Choice Award as well as the Golden Globe for Best Actor in a Motion Picture Comedy. Yes. And Rami Malek, who's the other favorite with picking up the Golden Globe for Best Motion Picture Comedy.
Or musical.
Yeah, comedy or musical. I think it was actually drama. I got very confused.
It's having a lot of music and entertaining. So.
Yeah. Anyway, so those are the two favorites. And it looked like Christian Bale was just ahead, but Rami Malek has pulled it back because he's won the SAG Award for Outstanding Performance by an Actor in a Leading Role. Glenn Close looks likely to win that little Oscar statuette on the 24th of February because she has once again won Best Female Actor. And what's really interesting is that, you know, lots of people saying Green Book's the one to watch, Roma's the one to watch. I can't say it's going to win Best Oscar, but Black Panther did win Screen Actors Guild Award, which just shows that it, you know, it was such an ensemble film and it's about unity. Because the Screen Actors Guild Award doesn't actually have a Best Picture category. They have outstanding performance by a cast in a motion
ensemble.
Picture.
Ensemble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moving along though, still sticking with the movies. Did you all remember Ghostbusters back in the day?
Who can forget, huh?
Well, I never saw it. It's way before my time.
You born.
1984. That's when it came out and was, of course, directed by Ivan Reitman. And now, anyone want to do the maths?
Nope.
1984 until 2020. 34. It's about 36 years.
It's coming next year.
36 years later.
Yeah.
We're getting a sequel.
But we did have the one with the girls, like three
no,
years
we had, first
ago.
Of all, we had a
that
second
was,
one.
That was sort of a remake.
No, we had a second one, and then it was the one with the girls. Yeah, there was a Ghostbusters 1, 2, and the girls.
Well, this is the official, sequel. And what's really cool is that it's going to be directed by Ivan Reitman's son, Jason Reitman. He's the one that did, Up in the Air. He did Juno. So he's got quite a good track record behind him. Another franchise, Fast and the Furious, number 9 is coming out. And The Rock has said that, no, he's not going to be in it. Possibly because he's going to be doing the spin-off, Hobbs and Shaw. But now we have word that another spin-off is coming. And much like Ghostbusters, this one is going to be entirely female.
Ooh.
So it could be interesting. Maybe Gal Gadot will show up in that one.
Didn't she die in the...
I don't know, I never
watched
these movies. Fast and Furious, me too. I never watched any of them. Something I did watch, I'm really excited about this. Studio Ghibli, which is the Japanese studio they made Spirited Away, Howl's Moving Castle. It disbanded in 2013 when Hayao Miyazaki, the founder, retired. But he and his son have decided to start up the studio again, and they're going to be bringing out a new movie in 2020 called How Do You Live? And that's likely going to be just before the Olympics, which are going to be held in Tokyo next year. We're already in 2020, very soon. Kanye West is taking us back to the past, however, and he's not happy. You know, Kanye West started out as a producer. And he's
starting
really
up getting married to this girl, isn't
no.
it?
No. Finished getting married to this girl.
All right.
Yeah, Leo's right.
He started as a producer about 15 years ago. He worked with all the guys that you don't, but we know. And about 10 years ago, he decided to start his own solo career.
It was always his dream. So he started out producing for Rockefeller Records, which is owned by Jay-Z, and then eventually got a record deal from them. And now he's saying that he wants the rights to his songs. And apparently he went, they gave him a figure. He said, okay, I'm happy to pay this, about $8 or $9 million. And when he went to buy them, they said no. So now he's actually suing Rockefeller Records as well as EMI, whose parent company is Sony, saying that he wants the publishing rights as well as the record that he produced for Jay-Z called The Blueprint, which was in, I think, 2001 or something way back when. So, we'll wait and see what happens with that. And finally, because I have to kind of bring it back home to Israel. Yep. Has anyone seen, a TV series called, depends where you're watching it. In Israel, it's called Liyot Ita.
No, what we know about the TV series called the bride from Istanbul.
Yeah,
that was the biggest thing in Israel. Was
that's the best?
Yeah,
it's not an Israeli show. Yeah,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Liotita,
also known in America as The Baker and the Beauty.
Ooh.
ABC has decided that they're going to remake it.
Oh right, good.
So
for them.
It's about an ordinary baker. He falls in love with this like epic superstar, supermodel who, I don't know, stumbles into his bakery in Tel Aviv or something. So they're going to be making that. And they're also going to be making a romantic drama called Until the Wedding, Atahatana.
Ooh.
So, it's probably going to take a while.
Okay. So,
but wait, I've got an input that Sasha forgot to say again.
Every week.
Yeah.
It's important, Sashi. It's important. People want to hear it.
Before?
Brad Pitt.
Oh, Brad.
Is not with Charlize Theron.
Is actually with Charlize Theron.
No, he's not.
I checked.
He checked.
You checked.
And he checked.
Your people spoke to his
My
people.
My people spoke to his people to speak to her people, and all the people say that he's coming to Benoni. So, guys, get ready.
He's coming to Benoni?
Girls, yeah.
So, let me tell. That's for Charlize Theron and...
fake news.
Brady.
Is it fake news?
No.
Yes.
What Sasha? Who do you trust? Come on, Sasha. Eh? Really? Who do you trust? No, don't say
meet
it. Okay.
Me
listen
Leo.
To me.
Put
listen to me.
Put song.
This is Neil. This is Neil Young.
Yes.
Heart of Gold, guys.
Oh.
For you, what's his name?
Bradley.
So we're into our last stretch. The time is now 6:49. You're listening to the Pawn Stars Unplugged. And for that, I want to tell you a story. So I was, and it's an interesting story and a true story. So I was, I couldn't stop laughing, you know. I was standing at the traffic lights. You know, I was buying mangoes. You know, you can buy anything in traffic lights, yeah? So I was buying mangoes in the traffic lights. And the woman that was selling mangoes, she had a child. And she was shouting to the child who was sitting on a corner. She was shouting at him, he's calling, Digri, come here. Digri, come here. Digri, move there. And I couldn't. I was just laughing, but I wouldn't find why do you call him Digri? So I said to her, tell me, why did you call this child Digri? She says, you know what? I work so hard here at the traffic lights every day selling mangoes. I send my daughter to varsity and she came back with that. I mean, you tell me it's bad. Yeah?
Horrible. Horrible.
Yeah, she called him Digri. True story. True story.
You know, yeah. You want to know another true story?
Yeah.
Today at the bank.
Yeah?
Is it that funny?
Yeah, it is funny. I mean, what?
Okay.
The concept.
Today at the bank, an old lady asked me to help her check her balance.
Yeah.
So I pushed her over. No?
That's good, that's good. Yeah, it's good. It's a good test.
Roy's was better.
Yeah.
Listen, yesterday I told my girlfriend she drew her eyebrows too high.
Yeah? Like a surprise.
How did you know? She looked surprised.
She looked surprised, yeah. You know that this man and a woman, they're getting ready to go to the... to a party. Now listen, they're getting ready to go to a party, and like normal, you know, the wife asked the man, tell me, is this dress makes me look too fat? He looks at her and says, do you promise not to get mad? She says, I promise. So I had sex with your sister.
I've got something, you know, you talked about the marriage in the beginning of the program, so... the husband called
I
his wife.
I never talk about marriage.
No, never.
It's a discuss marriage.
We just mention it from time to time. Yeah. Yeah. So this is it's a good point in the end. So a husband called his wife and said, honey, it's me. I don't want to alarm you, but as I came out of the office, came a speeding car and hit me. Oh. So Paula took me quickly to the hospital. They
Paula.
Checked me all over.
Paula.
Yeah.
Okay.
They did a lot of tests, some x-rays, whatever. And what can I say? The blow to my head was quite severe. Fortunately, it didn't cause any nervous damage or anything. But I've got three broken ribs and a compound fracture in the left leg. And they think they will have to amputate the left foot. So the wife replied, who the hell is Paula? Now.
Before you have to, I have to ask you one. You really don't remember that you told it exactly a week ago, exactly
did
at the
I?
Same time?
All right, so I
that
mentioned it
wasn't the
again.
Question. The question is if you remember or not.
No, I don't. Listen,
so
it's part,
I need
you
to
see, he's 56. It's not there yet. I'm 57.
Okay. Yeah?
All anyway, right. And if you find that hard to believe,
yeah,
okay, you've never been married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. So you know why you don't discuss your problems with your wife? It's like discussing your malaria with the mosquito.
An investigation, journalist lady.
Yeah.
Went to Afghanistan. You know, when they start all the mess over there with the American forces and all of this. And, she had this, you know, this the local that taking her around and translate and everything, and she is looking and she is saying she see the man walking and the wife like 10 meters behind, and she said, "What is this? It's torn, not nice, not equal rights, and this." He said, "Listen, this is the religion. The wife always walking 10 meters behind the husband. She is like, you know, nothing."
Yeah.
All right, she was so surprised and so outraged, and she wrote about this in the newspaper. She went back to America. Couple years later, she came back to do a follow-up story. And with the same guide, she go, and suddenly she see the woman walk 10 meters in front of the husband. She was so happy. So she asked the guide, "I see that the rules been changed and become more freedom and everything." He said, "Are you crazy? These are landmines."
You know, let me tell you something. There's some facts that I want to read. I've got two facts. The pleasure of making love in the dark, it's 10 times stronger than when the lights are on. Do you know that?
No.
No.
All right. Taking a bath, the second fact. It's taking a bath with the same time with your partner increases your love by 20 times. Mm. You know that?
I know.
I just read, this is an advert by the Department of Water Affairs and ESCOM. guys.
I want to ask a very, very serious question.
Yeah?
If anyone know, what's the definition of love?
Some baby, don't hurt me.
What?
It's the delusion that one woman is different from the other.
100%.
You know, I'm busy writing a book. My new book, I'm writing it on reverse psychology.
Okay.
I'm going to call it Do Not Read It.
Do Not Read It.
Do Not Read It.
Do Not. Very, very sad. A good friend of mine, after 7 years of medical school and training, has been fired for minor indiscretion. He slept with one of his patients and can no longer work in this profession. What a waste of time, effort, training and money. He's still paying for his school loans. Just goes to show one minor mistake can ruin your life. Thoughts for him and his family. He's really a great guy and a brilliant veterinarian.
I thought he's a teacher. Shame.
So the wife asked her husband,
"Yeah,
if you will win the lottery, would you still love me?" He said, "Of course I will love you, but I will miss you."
So a man goes to the bar, orders 3 double whiskey, and the barman asks, "Is anything wrong?" He says, "My wife and I got into argument, and she said she will not talk to me for a month." So the barman says, "What's wrong with that?" He says, "No, the month is up tonight."
I thought he was celebrating.
Talking about, you know, a blind man walks into a bar.
Yeah.
In the table. In the chair. Yeah.
Yeah.
No?
No?
Okay.
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 Yeah, go first. Yeah.
Well, I'm done.
What do you mean you're done?
A blind man walks into a bar.
Okay.
That's it? In a table.
Okay.
In a chair. Okay. He's blind. He's walking into things. Come on.
All right.
It's late. Okay.
It's late. Yeah. So what are we? Wow, we've got 3 minutes. 2.5 minutes to go. So let me tell you, this is 2.5 minutes. So let me just switch the music first of all to our music, and our goodbye music. What is goodbye music? It's this one. Yeah, it's our goodbye music. It's a nice. So don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be here. It's going to be Liel, myself, and Peter Feldman, and we're going to discuss about things high and does. I mean, we're going to.
Good soccer tonight. We got Liverpool.
Oh, tonight we go Liverpool, and you know what? Good. If we do the 3 points, and which I believe we can.
We have to.
Tell me, is Van Dijk playing?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Van Dijk is fine, he's gonna play.
Looks like Camacho's gonna play as well.
I don't know, I think, Fabinho is gonna start as the right.
I love Fabinho.
Right winger.
He becomes our,
because he can play in every,
our
everywhere
second Milner.
And, and we got problem with defense. But we really need to capitalize on Manchester City lost yesterday. We need to capitalize on that. We have to win tonight. It's a very important game. And we're on the right way. Listen, we'll talk tomorrow morning.
So, you know what? All the best for Liverpool and its fans. And, yeah, that's it. Man United almost lost yesterday. That was like a,
It was 2-0 and they came back for 2-2 in the 93rd minute.
95th minute. Crazy. Crazy. So, you know what? Good for them. What can I say?
Yeah.
And, I wish all of you a great evening. And from part of us, good Shabbos.
Yeah.
From the other part, see you tomorrow. We'll speak tomorrow.
Love
Have
each
a
other
lovely, lovely, lovely evening, guys.